Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Oh, you are kicking it with KBN. I am Brad Nordman. Yeah, that's right. It's the Tuesday after the Chicago Bear victory, so spirits are high, Green Bay Packers are rolling, and Ben Brust is still doing the opposite of rolling, and that is languishing, and Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, presented
good
by Lakeland University.
Word, Brad.
Yeah, languishing.
That's a good word.
Yeah, if it just came to me. What can I say? I looked at Ben's record of 9-30-8, and that is the only word that I could think of to describe it. I am Brad Nordman. Right in front of me is Kyle Wallace. Right to my left behind the glass is the maestro of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, Alex Strofe. And today we've got Dylan and Madison here competing against Ben Brust and Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust. First time contestant, so it starts with a fresh, clean slate, 0-0, but we're going to keep on preventing Ben Brust from getting that 10th win on the season. Let's go ahead and spin its trophy.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Cause there's gonna be a test later. Teacher, teacher, now we're back in school. Are you smarter than you used to be?
For those of you who say Ben Brust is an idiot, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Presented by Lakeland University. Don't put your life on hold to earn your degree. Build a schedule that meets your needs. Lakeland.edu.
Oh, that's right. It is Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Presented by Lakeland University. Here is how we play. 15 questions in 90 seconds. Get as many answers correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass. You'll come back through if you get through the rest. If you beat Ben Brust, which we all believe you will, Dylan, you're going to win an ESPN Wisconsin prize package. Dylan and Madison, how we feeling today? And who would you like to be your asker, me or Kyle Wallace?
I got to go Brad, the golden voice.
Ooh, all right. The golden voice.
I feel
Dylan,
confident, too.
Dylan, voice. I was already rooting for you, and now I'm really rooting for you. I feel like that confidence in your voice is saying that you are indeed ready. Any questions before you get going, Dylan?
No, sir.
All right, let's let it rip. Let's get started in 3, 2, 1. What animal is known for laughing when threatened?
Hyena.
What team originally drafted Kobe Bryant before trading him to the Lakers?
Supersonics.
What U.S. state is known as the last frontier?
Kansas.
What ingredient makes bread rise?
Yeast.
What golfer is known by the nickname the Golden Bear?
Arnold Palmer.
What flavor is in the middle of Neapolitan?
Jack Nicklaus.
Very good. What flavor is in the middle of Neapolitan ice cream?
Chocolate.
What video game character is known for eating power pellets?
Pac-Man.
In what direction does the sun rise?
The west.
What household item is commonly measured in thread count? In what decade did the Titanic sink?
The 40s.
What part of the body produces insulin?
The kidneys.
What cartoon character chases Roadrunner?
Wile E. Coyote.
Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
What breakfast cereal features a toucan as its mascot?
Oops.
This was the most odd. Like, there were some easy ones and then some hard ones, and then he got it. You have an interesting set of knowledge in your brain here, Dylan.
Strofe, what do we got him for?
I got him at a 9 spot.
Yeah, a 9 spot. Some of them he cooked on.
But he missed some layups.
Yeah, missed some layups.
That's unbelievable.
He got through 14, so I appreciate the pace by which he answers questions.
Only didn't get to question 15.
I thought number one. I never knew number one. Now I understand Lion King.
9 spot, I don't think Ben's got a shot.
No, I don't think he's getting it.
And Ben's not mentally straight today either.
No,
he's not.
He's not. He's a little bit of a spin zone. And yeah. Dylan cooked with 9. Dylan, I think you're going to hear probably 2 or 3 of those, and then you could have gotten 12. Could have gotten those right. But either way, stellar performance by Dylan. I knew he was in the right headspace. He called me a golden voice. My man knows how to butter me up a little bit. I appreciate that.
Oh, good job.
Yes, we turned the screen.
I was going to do that.
We turned the text screen so Ben couldn't see it.
Wanted to make sure. Make sure you didn't cheat today. Are you good? Because you're not in a good headspace so far today. Like, you're good, but like you're...
What do you mean?
You're not like locked in 100%.
No, a bad headspace. He's onto something.
Yeah. I think that 10th win is really very elusive for you.
Let's go. 10th win is weighing on him.
It is.
You got to. You're probably off around holiday time.
Not many left the rest of the year.
Shut not. Up, Kyle. You usually don't do anything this second.
All right, here we go. 15 questions in 90 seconds. Get as many answers correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass. We will come back through it if you get through the rest. If you beat Dylan and Madison, first time contestant, he's going to win. Or if he beats you, he's going to be getting an ESPN Wisconsin prize package. Any questions, Ben?
Nope.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. What animal is known for laughing when threatened?
Lions.
What team originally drafted Kobe Bryant before trading him to the Lakers?
Pass.
What state is known as the last frontier?
Montana.
What ingredient makes bread rise?
Yeast.
What golfer is known by the nickname the Golden Bear?
Jack Nicklaus?
What flavor is in the middle of Neapolitan ice cream?
Chocolate. Strawberry.
What video game character is known for eating power pellets?
Pass.
In what direction does the sun rise?
Rises in the east.
What household item is commonly measured in thread count?
Sheets.
What decade did the Titanic sink?
The 1920s.
What part of the body produces insulin?
The gallbladder.
What cartoon character chases Roadrunner?
The coyote.
Who invented the
telephone? No. The meep meep guy.
What character chases Roadrunner?
Oh, no.
Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
What breakfast cereal features a toucan as its mascot?
A what?
Toucan.
Pass. Toucan. Fruit Loops.
What animal is sometimes called the sea cow? The sea cow.
The hippopotamus.
But I get it. It's a big old thing.
It looks like a cow.
Yeah. No, not right.
It was gonna be tough.
Yeah.
You tried to lock
Dylan
in. Try.
Congrats, Dylan.
You didn't have a chance today. And Dylan got some layups wrong.
Yeah, Dylan easily could have been a 12 spot.
That's a 6 spot for Benny, a 9 spot
niner.
For Dylan Madison.
A niner.
Yeah, when you face people who aren't dumb.
All right.
It's hard.
Go through the answers.
All right.
You did well, though.
Did he?
He tried. He tried.
What animal is known for laughing when threatened? So I knew this animal laughed. I didn't know that when threatened is what makes them laugh. The hyena.
Mm-hmm. He got that right. I didn't know.
You both learned something today. I knew that one.
Yeah.
That's what Kyle said.
We both dumb brain. That's okay.
Look at your little lion butt. I'm not scared. Whoopi Goldberg scaring him.
Oh, wow. That is Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. What team originally drafted Kobe Bryant before trading to the Lakers? You're going to kick yourself on this one.
Do you not know this for real?
You probably know it, but.
I don't want to say the answer that I have.
What's the answer you have?
You said the Supersonics, but...
No, Dylan said that. I was thinking New Orleans.
Well, that's not bad. Charlotte
Hornets.
Because New Orleans Hornets. Yeah, Charlotte
sort of
Hornets.
Right.
Charlotte.
Not really.
Remember seeing him in like... That teal
hat
for a minute?
Yeah.
Charlotte Hornets.
What state is known as the last frontier? Alaska. Alaska. Montana's a good guess.
Is Montana a good guess?
I didn't believe
it.
What makes Montana a good guess?
It's north.
But you would think the frontier would be like all the way out or like the last or something like that.
Last state added? Mm-hmm. What was added? Hawaii or
I think Hawaii
Alaska?
Was added after Alaska, like 1952 or 48, something like that.
Okay. What ingredient makes bread rise? Yeast. Very good. What golfer is known as the Golden Bear? Jack Nicklaus. This one is you're going to kick yourself. What flavor is in the middle of Neapolitan ice cream? It is chocolate. Chocolate's in the middle.
Cute.
What video game character is known for eating power pellets? Now, I didn't know it was called this, but Pac-Man.
Waka, 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 waka,
Pac-Man eating power pellets.
Power pellets.
What direction does the sun rise? East. Very good.
He got
good.
This wrong.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he got nine?
Exactly.
Yeah. What household item is commonly measured in thread count? Bed sheets? What decade did the Titanic sink? You both missed on this one. The 1910s. 1912. Right, you were close there in the 20s.
What?
Right before the Roaring 20s.
You said the Depression, which I guess...
end of the
20s. Yeah.
What part of
I'm
the body...
I'm trying to sound smart.
What part of the body produces insulin? The pancreas. Ooh. You said the gallbladder. The cartoon character that chases the Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote. W-I-L-E. Wile E. Coyote.
You said the Roadrunner is the meep meep guy.
Yeah, he does meep meep. The coyote doesn't speak. He just gets abused.
He just runs into fake tunnels.
Yes. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. Very good. Fruit Loops has the
Toucan Sam.
And the animal that sometimes called the sea cow.
See what I was going for with hippopotamus?
Yeah, no, that's accurate. Very accurate.
Manatee.
That's not real. Not factual.
Manatee.
Okay. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? It's brought to you by Lakeland University, which I did better, so maybe I don't have to apply. Wisconsin's leader in flexible, personalized education. Whether you're starting college, finishing your degree, or balancing work and family, Lakeland lets you earn your degree your way. Lakeland University. Experience it your way. I need 10. I need 10 before the end of the year.
I think next week's your last chance, isn't it?
Why?
Are you off the week of Christmas?
I'm off Christmas Eve.
Well, that's Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm
the 23rd?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'll pre-write those. I'm off that week.
Okay. So I have two chances?
And then the 30th, are you here?
Yeah.
So you have two more chances.
Three.
Three more chances. But only one when I'll be here. Oh, boy.
Ooh. Well, you got to write all of them.
I'll write them.
Damn! Congrats to Dylan.
Pressure's on.
We can't let him get 10.
So, Power Rankings Tuesday on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, around 8:20 today, got me thinking. As I saw Strofe send his email, he did the average score of the Bears, Packers, and Lions amongst, I'd say, 10 publications. That led us to trying to figure out the Monte Carlo, which is what, like a simulation of 10,000 things?
I think it's best if you let us do the explaining next segment.
The Monte Carlo of how the Packers get to the one seed with Brad Nerdman and Alex Strofe is next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
That is completely unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a team to...
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Is acceptable? Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Unaccessible.
Wait, what?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
This is Kyle, Brust, and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. I'm just going to send it to the smart guys. I'm going to send it to Brad and then his accomplice or protege or whatever.
Assistant
to the Brad Nerdman.
Yeah, the assistant to. Yeah.
Strophy, hit me.
When the data gets dense, when the decimals demand justice, when one man dares to calculate it all, it's Brad Nerdman on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
That's right, that's right. Nobody fear Brad Nerdman to the rescue to help guide you through the darkness that is the improbabilities of the NFL season. Now, Strofe's much more than a sidekick. We're like the Avengers. If I'm Iron Man, he's like Jarvis. Right?
Hell no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Exactly what it's like, Brad. What's
yeah.
That?
Yeah.
No.
So
yeah.
We got talent.
He's more
I'm Jarvis.
Jarvis is intelligent.
He turns into that AI
guy. I think
you
really missed and it's time now for fun with numbers.
I don't know how that went last time.
So, the dynamic duo, Brad Nerdman, and we have to come up with one for Alex Strofe, a superhero name that's worthy of the capabilities
Nerdman
that he
Jr.
has. Wow, Nerdman Jr.
50,000 simulations. A whole lot of math, which I know is above both Kyle and Ben's brain, but we're going to make
true.
It sense.
That's true.
And all good, bad, and in-between vibes have been removed. It is time to relook at the Monte Carlo simulation for the NFC North. and particularly the Green Bay Packers the remainder of the season. Think of it like election night when you're looking at what's going to happen in this county, in this state, how it's going to be blue, how it's going to be red. I'm going to tell you how to make the entire country green and gold. Brad Nortman, give me a refresher on exactly what the Monte Carlo is and how the dorks on Wall Street use it.
Monte Carlo is running.
You're one of those dorks now.
Monte Carlo seeks to provide a distribution of results, right? Because you heard him right there. 50,000 simulations. You try to have every variable accounted for. Anything that could happen gets simulated in this Monte Carlo. And what you are left with is a distribution of end results. See what's most likely. See best case scenario, worst case scenario, to know what we're working with and what can we expect as we walk our way through an uncertain future.
Mathematically, the Packers have over a 50% chance through these 50,000 simulations of finishing the season at least 12-4-1. The most common result we saw in the 50,000 simulations, 31% of the time, the Packers went 3-1. One loss, whether that is the Ravens, whether that is this week in Denver, or maybe some divisional weirdness in Minnesota. Notice how I didn't say Chicago. The most common result is the Packers go 3-1. The second most common result, which happened 26% of the time, is the Packers end the season on an 8-game winning streak.
Oh, wow.
That's higher than going 2-2?
According to these 50,000 simulations, there is a 57% chance of the Packers going at minimum 12-4-1, which you might be thinking to yourself, Strofe, how many losses do the Chicago Bears have right now? Well, that's when we go to Brad. Brad, how many losses do the Bears have?
They have 4 losses. They're 9-4.
That's correct. And if the Packers finish the season 12-4-1, what does that tell you?
They will have more wins because of the tie.
Bingo, bango, Lake Winnebago. 58% of the time, the Packers at minimum are winning the NFC North. Now, let's look at the Chicago Bears. Their most likely finish down the stretch, also 3-1.
Hell no. The Monte Carlo's broken.
They got some tough games. That's respect.
The motto's broken. It doesn't have eyes.
The stats don't lie.
No, hell no. The Monte Carlo, you better throw Caleb Williams in
there. Let the Monte Carlo speak.
The Monte Carlo's a fraud.
32% of simulations see them going 3-1, but 2-2 is more likely than them finishing 4-0.
So that's the difference between them and the Packers. Is
bingo.
That second most frequent result in the Monte Carlo is they go 2-2, the Packers go 4-0.
If we use that math together, that tells us the most likely outcome in the NFC North is the Packers and the Bears both finish with 12 wins. The Packers 12-4-1 slightly edged them out to win the division, the most likely outcome for Chicago. According to the 50,000 Monte Carlo simulations, taking everything we know about this Bears team, is 12-5. Ben, your hand is raised. Your hand is called upon.
I would like for you to dig into the Monte Carlo because I am curious on the NFC West and the implications that the Seahawks and Rams would have at the Packers getting the one seed. Please tell me you guys didn't do this.
No, I did it for the North. I told you this.
Go back to the Monte Carlo.
Yeah,
I want the one seed, man.
A quick prompt might be able to, depending on how long it takes it for, what are the odds?
Kyle, fair question?
Every once in a while, the superheroes, that is Brad Nerdman and Marissa
Jarvis would have had to answer ASAP.
The enemy does something unexpected. Right? That's the part of the movie where, like, oh my gosh, how are they going to get through? But always, I mean, they come through in the end. So that's why when I'm done stalling, I know that Alex Strofe is going to come through like the superhero that he is with the answers that you, Ben, and you, Kyle, and KBN Nation is looking for.
Nerd man.
I've got an answer.
Yeah.
Nerd man.
You guys are such losers.
The Chicago Bears in, the Detroit Lions out, San Francisco, Seattle, and Los Angeles all mathematically have better chances to make the playoffs as it stands right now. And of course, down the stretch with 4 games remaining for each of those teams to make the playoffs than the Detroit Lions. Therefore, the most likely outcome, according to the Monte Carlo.
Nerd man.
Packers, 2 seed.
Oh.
Nerd man.
Bears, 7 seed. Meaning.
Game number three.
Game number 3 at Lambeau Field come wild card weekend.
Nerd man.
Wow.
Strovis.
Powerful.
Something there.
Is Rudy in Sheboygan? Jarvis Strovis.
Strovis.
Yeah.
What should we name Alex Strove if it's Brad Nerdman and his protege helping crunch the numbers of the Monte Carlo?
He did good crunching today. I don't I don't like
the world
the
is saved.
I don't the Monte Carlo's broken. Ain't no way in the world he think the Bears going 3-1. That's a joke.
The Monte Carlo doesn't lie, Kyle. That's why you do it. It takes
Carlo
emotion out of
it. The Bears are going.
It doesn't
Kyle.
Say there will be a 100% chance. There's a 32% chance that they go 3-1.
And the next chance they go 2-2.
There's a 26% chance they go 2-2. This is a probability.
There's a probability they go 0-4.
There's a probability.
Again,
yes, there is actually. It's 1.7% for the Packers to go 0-4. Virtually impossible, the Monte Carlo says. 0.1% chance the Packers flame out and go 0-4.
I know that. The Monte Carlo's correct on that.
So what's funny is even though Kyle again is not crunching the numbers, if Kyle thinks something and in the Monte Carlo doesn't agree with Kyle, i.e. Monte Carlo stupid because Kyle doesn't like things that don't agree with anything that he thinks.
Yeah, Monte Carlo and the Chicago Bears is stupid. He probably looked at the record of the Detroit Lions and didn't put into account that they got smacked by the Detroit Lions earlier this year. And it probably said 3-1.
But the thing is, Kyle, it did.
Nerd man.
And how was 3-1 more probable than 2-2?
I never said the Detroit's projected finish, correct?
No, you skipped
that part. Detroit Lions are most likely to finish 2-2. Most likely. Just one percentage point behind that, though, is 3-1. So the Monte Carlo views 2-2 and 3-1 very equal.
And it's ultimately dependent. Same vein is the second result of probability for the Lions and the Bears. Lions going 3-1 is their second, and the Bears going 2-2.
And they play each other.
So that will determine then if the Packers do end up the 2 seed. Likely who that 7 seed is in that de facto Week 18 Bears-Lions
So Packers, 56% chance to win the division. Bears, 33% chance to win the division.
I love that you're wearing glasses today.
Lions, I did it on purpose. Perfect. Lions, 11% chance to win the division. The Vikings are mathematically still alive, believe it or not.
Wow. Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo tells me they are spiritually eliminated.
Josh from Heartland chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line. Monte Carlo versus Monte Kyle.
Kyle, you can't even fathom the computing superpower.
I don't need a computer to let me know what the hell's gonna happen. I'm telling you this right now. I told you the Green Bay Packers are going 3-0 in the Monte Carlo said, 2-1 is the most likely probability of the hell no, 3-0, and that's what they did. I'm telling you this right now. The Bears ain't winning more than 2 games in the last 4.
Oh wow. Okay. Monte Carlo would like to argue with
Detroit
that.
Detroit needs chaos, Chicago needs a fall from grace. Green Bay needs to control their own destiny.
Next time we do this, we treat it like a hear Brad out, and we mute Kyle's mic until he hears all the information. Then we can have the not numbers, I'm just the eye test guy, give his take.
Yeah, Kyle, if it's Brad Nerdman and Strovis and our superpower,
no,
Monte
we got
Carlo,
Wonderstrove.
We have
Wonderstrove.
Wonderstrove. That's so good. You don't want to find yourself being on the enemy of the Avengers.
I mean, hell, in the movie, I know he ended up losing eventually, but the dude with the wrist on, what was his name?
Thanos.
I'll be Thanos. Dominant.
Eliminate half the teams?
Dominant.
Like that?
Well, that's exactly what the playoffs does. I'll do that.
The nerdiest of the nerds chimes in. Jesse Nelson, producer of Willie and Tausch. It's Nerdman and Captain Coordination.
Nerdman.
Oh, wow.
Lack thereof. Very good, Jesse. Very good. He's good.
He's funny, man. We know that. We know he's punny.
Look at Jesse working at 3:30.
It's because he's got a new manager.
Oh.
Let's talk about someone who works all the time making sure that your home is looking great and beautiful, and that's Gina Della from Bella.
Oh, that's right, guys. I've ran the numbers, and the numbers say that Gina Della and Bella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is your go-to solution for those drafty doors. Those old windows, especially now as the cold weather is coming through, more snow on its way tonight. Let Brad Nerdman tell you that your solution is Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Nerdman.
You want a greater home value? How about that number?
Nerdman.
How about lower energy costs? How about that number?
Nerdman.
How about this number? 0% interest for 24 months.
KB, la la la.
That's right. Even Gina knows, and Brad Nerdman's here to tell you that Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is your go-to location, but that deal only lasts until the end of the year. So you got to hurry and get your Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin right now.
Well, nothing's changed in Madison. Jesse Nelson's been home in his whitey tighties on the couch for the last hour.
Good for you, Jesse. I appreciate you and your whitey tighties listening to KBN.
He is something else. Dave from Aaron with the zinger here that I also agree. Kyle would also say the Bears and Lions will both lose out even though they play each other.
Not true. Not true. Not true.
They tie.
I believe in the Lions. I don't believe in the Bears.
More next on Kyle Brust and Nortman.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
I was like, it's the 4-1-4 hour at 4.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who like got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Princeton Club is a fantastic place for you to get better every day and find your better tomorrow. Open 24/7 with free childcare with the membership. You walk in, you feel that warm environment. Lock in your rate now, the lowest that you can get, and have that already ready to go before 2026 hits you. Because like I said, whether it's the personal training, the state-of-the-art equipment they have, the functional strength training areas, the workout classes, basketball courts, tennis courts, wherever you're at, they're going to have something for you in one of their locations, Madison or the New Berlin location. There's a ton of mess. Check out the Prince Club. You can have a strong body, a strong mind, help provide getting to a strong community. Find your better tomorrow at the Prince Club. You know, it was interesting doing this when Jordan Love had first arrived onto the scene because there was sample size for a lot of other quarterbacks, but you still were trying to, dare I say, prognosticate? Oh.
We just got a letter. It's from Benny Brust.
So in the 2020 draft class for quarterbacks, you had Joe Burrow, Tua, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts. And I remember doing this exercise thinking like, all right, well, where's he going to come out in this class? And it was hard to do. You had Joe Burrow go to Super Bowl in his second year. Jalen Hurts showed success, went to a Super Bowl, I think in his third year, maybe fourth, because sixth would have been his last year because this is year seven.
You're right.
And then Justin Herbert has always been touted with talent and never really gone for – I think they did win a playoff game. Right? They came back against the Jaguars. I fell asleep. I woke up and found out the Chargers won that game. Tua is Tua. So I ask you now, basically, it comes down to Herbert. No, I mean, you can make arguments for a lot of these.
Joe Burrow?
What? Just say it.
Jags came back at the Chargers.
It was
31-30. Other way around. Yeah.
Regardless, point
what
remains.
A game.
Hasn't gone as far as Hurts and Burrow. For the next 5 years, who would you take? Burrow, Love, Hurts, Herbert,
Tua.
Can we just throw Tua out?
Yeah, I would rather just do this.
Let's just throw Tua out.
No, let's do it this way. Let's play a little game.
Oh, gosh.
Play a little game.
Love games.
I also love games.
Do we have games? Do we like games? I don't know.
Yeah,
we
love
Kyle, I think you're going to hate this game because I think you're going to be quiet for a while. I would like you to say stop when I say the name of a quarterback you would take for the next 5 years over Jordan Love.
Okay.
Let's start with Tua Tagovailoa.
Trash.
You talked.
Oh.
Wow, unnecessary shot.
He's concussed multiple times.
You could just stay quiet. You said trash.
Very good. Justin Herbert. Jalen Hurts.
Well, they was talking loud a couple weeks ago about Jalen, but we'll let that slide.
The next 5 years?
I'm not saying stop, but I will say it's hard when you think about success, going to a Super Bowl, winning a Super Bowl, being a Super Bowl MVP, but watching last night, not being prisoner of the moment, looking at the whole like rocky road that they've had, 5 turnovers in one game. If Jordan Love did that, the world would be on fire.
Fire. He has 4 this season.
He's got some fumbles.
Oh, yeah.
So like 6.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts only had 2 interceptions entering last night's game. He threw 4 in the same game. Crazy. Joe Burrow.
Ding, ding, ding.
This is the argument, though. I think we could. Are we stupid to eliminate Hurts and Herbert and make this about Burrow and Love? Because
Burrow's won a Super Bowl.
Burrow's talent is there. As Kyle wants to tout a lot, which is true, he cannot stay on the field. He can't stay healthy. Part of that is from a offensive line standpoint. Part of it was he did have a non-contact in training camp.
I think if you get him behind the Packer O-line, the Bengals have had a horrible O-line his whole life.
Excuse me. The Packers O-line. Run, Jordan, run. That's the offensive line you talking about?
Way better than the Bengals. Bengals have among the worst offensive line every year.
I get it. There's moments. Joe Burrow is a phenomenal quarterback. And when it comes to talent, if he can stay healthy, it's Joe Burrow by a mile. But Joe Burrow cannot stay healthy. You're telling me it's always his offensive line's fault? Every single time that he gets hurt, it's his offensive line's fault. The ACL, MCL injury, the turf toe injury Ben was just talking about before, the guy is always...
Sorry about the calf.
Well, but hold on, remember training camp?
It's not like Jordan Love has been healthy his whole career.
But you called him injury prone. This is crazy.
I did. But what I'm saying is this, he hasn't missed the significant amount of time that Joe Burrow has missed. Jordan Love has not missed the amount of time that Joe Burrow has completely devastated the seasons for the Cincinnati Bengals. They came in this year with high hopes of expecting to have Joe Burrow in his office, and guess what? He got hurt again. Yeah. So again,
what is Joe Burrow if Jordan Love is injury prone?
Oh, Joe Burrow.
Brittle?
Extremely brittle. But he's swaggy.
Fragile.
That boy with swaggy hair.
He does.
Even the way he throws the ball. Never get married, Joe. Don't do it.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Unsolicited marriage advice from a guy who's getting married.
Look at him.
Sounds like you're truly in love.
No, he's got it all.
So you're saying if you had it all, you wouldn't get married?
That's what you're projecting. I would not have met baby girl if I was Joe Burrow.
You wouldn't have been lucky enough.
Which life would you like more?
Oh, I like the life I have now.
You wouldn't want to be Joe Burrow?
I love being poor.
Joe Burrow makes $60 million a year.
I love my life. I feel high.
You a lie.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
I love my future wife. I sure do, and I love Jordan Love. I know what you love more than life itself.
Money.
Well,
more than life itself.
He didn't say no. He said, well. I'll tell you one thing. Money is phenomenal.
There's a lot of ahs and ums.
I've turned down money before. Money ain't everything. I'm Kyle Wallace. I'll be all right. I ain't worried about that. I earn it the way I want to earn it. But in this way, Jordan Love, I'm taking Jordan Love in this. Jordan Love has been phenomenal. And the biggest thing about Love to me is the fact that he was the kid in the class. Everybody else, while they're succeeding and having all this fun, he's just sitting there quiet in the back of the class. But then finally, when he got his opportunity, he is now the head of this class, the talk of the class. Everybody talks about how great Jordan Love is.
Almost like a late bloomer in a way. You know, the guy that has the glow up and all of a sudden.
He was a late bloomer in life for real. Even in high school as well. So overall for me, when I look at Jordan Love and I think about how talented he is, dude, they used to talk about the turnovers. He's fixed that. They even this season talked about him against the blitz. Against the Chicago Bears, he was great against the blitz. Had 139.2 passer rating, 8 for 12, 121 yards and 2 touchdowns against the blitz of the Chicago Bears. So every time you say that he has this negative mark, he goes and he cleans it up and he excels and elevates this football team. I understand it's hard to think that a guy can be better than two dudes that have been to the Super Bowl, but if you look at the roster that the Cincinnati Bengals have, T. Higgins is a great wide receiver. Jamar Chase is an incredible wide receiver.
You look at the weapons they have in Philadelphia. Kyle, when we talked about the Packers, when their offensive line wasn't playing well, the success wasn't there.
Jordan Love was still playing well. What are we talking about?
Well, he wasn't playing great.
Joe Burrow hasn't played well with a bad offensive line. Joe Burrow is fantastic.
Joe Burrow is phenomenal. I said if Joe Burrow stay healthy, give me Joe. But I'm not, for the next 5 years, I'm not going to trust somebody that's been injured the last 5 years. Yeah, that's stupid. That is stupid, okay? I'm going to trust a guy that at least has been available more for his football team, and that is Jordan Love. So I'm going with Jordan Love, baby. Love all the way. All you need is love.
I got Burrow than love. Burrow's too good.
Cool. When Joe Flacco's your quarterback, that's cool.
Again, you're yelling at
somebody. No, he wants Joe Flacco to be his quarterback.
Joe Burrow.
No, you want Joe Flacco.
Who you got?
It's really tough. The upside of Burrow is crazy.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah, but maybe call me Pommy. Call me prisoner of the moment.
Pommy.
You're smart.
Maybe call me a Packers fan. Maybe call me biased. Maybe say I've got the green and gold glasses on. But it seems to me, you're making the statement for yourself. But it seems to me like Jordan Love is ascending to that level you just put Joe Burrow in, which is different.
But Burrow's already there. He won a national championship at LSU. He got to the Super Bowl with the Bengals, and they were within
what have they been?
They were within like 2 minutes of winning that Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. And that year,
he's a proven
awesome
winner.
But it's the only year he's been able to stay upright. And at some point, you have to count that against the guy.
Also,
at some point, you do.
But also, you can't count the organizational failure.
No, I agree.
Either.
Because, right, if defense, you know, workers' compensation should be available for Joe Burrow by all means, right? They've been negligent in terms of their offensive line. I'm not disagreeing with that at all.
And how they built their defense.
He is unbelievably talented. He was the number one overall pick for a reason. I'm not disagreeing. I love Joe Burrow. I think he's a terrific quarterback.
You and Kyle sound very similar.
But he can't stay healthy.
I'm with you.
And Jordan Love seems to be ascending into that elite category.
We can do this again in 5 years.
Hopefully.
Mm.
I hope we're all still here in 5 years.
Right.
Why does your head go there?
Hope the creek don't rise. Or I don't make $1 million.
You leave us like that?
$100 million.
$100 million?
You leave us like
I'd retire if I made $100 million, yeah.
$100 million.
You wouldn't leave if you made $100 million?
I don't think I would.
I'd be on a yacht.
I would be working on my own
Again,
terms.
We looked up yacht prices. You'd have a little baby yacht.
Not $100 million.
Still a yacht.
I'd work on my own terms, and they tried to fire me, I'd buy the station. ESPN Kyle Wallace. We'll be back.
What would you talk about on ESPN Kyle Wallace?
I mean, you all will have jobs.
Jobs, he said. You know?
Careers, I don't know.
Not a career, but you'd have a job.
You did a lot of talking. I think AI Ben might be smarter than regular Ben.
Especially in 5 years.
Yeah, but be careful.
Scary.
Wait till I put in all the flip-flopping you've done to AI and come up with the description of Kyle Wallace tomorrow.
It wouldn't be authentic.
We will get to...
You never picked.
I think I'm Love.
Hey!
I think I'm Love. The injuries scare me, but the upside, as the risk reward guy, the guy who likes, you know, the gamble in me wants to, you know, pick Joe Burrow. But the newly married, growing a stable home, Ben, is picking Jordan Love.
Powerful.
The newly married, growing a stable home, Ben,
is picking Jordan Love. The consistency that I know I'm going to get.
Oh.
Stability. Whoa, prioritizing stability.
Hold on. I hate to even approach trashing Jordan Love. It's more so our commentary on Jordan Love. Like, weren't we a month ago talking about how inconsistent he is?
We? That's y'all.
I think
hold on a minute. I meant we as a collective. You need to stop being so damn defensive.
Like, you're right all the time.
No, I don't want to be included.
The pro shop is not listening,
no,
Kyle.
No, I don't want to be included. And though I tried to tell y'all.
But Kyle, let's think about the offseason. Remember, the word of the offseason with him was taking the next step and consistency, right? It just was. That was the commentary around him prior to the season. He is in the MVP conversation, absolutely. He's one of the top three candidates for the most valuable player in the NFL this year. But the consistency is a rather new thing for him. He had more throws each of the last 2 years where you went, what the hell? And he still, all four of his interceptions this year have been
what the hell
moments.
What the hell?
But they've been way more few and far between than they were past years. I would say he is much more consistent, and I have much less of a worry about that with him these days as we enter week 15. But that's kind of a new standard for Jordan Love. So I think
I'm choosing to believe in a year three growth of starting, even though he's been in the league longer than that.
I'll hear you on that.
Part of my equation.
Totally hear you on that.
Maybe I'm Pommy too, Strolf. Maybe I'm Pommy too.
He's so good. It's awesome to have another great quarterback.
Come on,
I'm so spoiled.
Get to your calls, get to your texts, get to your opinions on
the
other side.
I'm still there.
It's Kyle Bruston Nortman wrapping up ESPN Wisconsin Hour next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
And that Alex Strolf, you look like you had something to say.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
One of the best things about the holidays is going home.
A blizzard of 300 grand in prizes. Make sure you're staying safe out there as there's some weather rolling in. But you should roll into Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's Arctic action. You want in? Earn entries with your rewards card. In December through the 18th, show up for Thursday drawings. Be ready for your chance to pick from the weekly prize board. And as a bonus, there'll be a jackpot drawing for leftover prizes. Wrap up your year with Arctic action. Only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and rewards member to play.
What?
New information has come across my desk or my ears. This is impossible. This can't be true. You are in 6 fantasy football leagues?
Hold on. I got to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm in 7.
How many have you made the playoffs in? And one of them you
automatically be in the playoffs. Yeah. There's four teams. It's a relegation league.
Yeah, that's the only one that made the playoffs.
So. You're joking.
Wow.
You have to be so bad.
Dude, I had a rough year with injuries.
You said you just told me you lost. You didn't make the playoffs in a league that you had Jahmyr Gibbs and JSN.
Yeah, I have the number three running back and the number one wide receiver. I scored 167 points this week. It was win and I get in. I was the sixth seed. The other guy scored 177. I lost. Kept me out of the playoffs. Yeah, I have the number three receiver, number one running back.
You said this is a bad year. Wow. I don't think you're good.
Are you buying in? You don't have money.
I have less now.
They're all buy-ins?
Kyle, Bruston, Norton with you till 5 fantasy o'clock. ESPN, just free fantasy.
I guess other than the KBN league.
Yeah, well, yes.
You have but I missed the playoffs.
Silent investor there.
No, the KBN League.
Oh, the
one you're not
ESPN
in.
ESPN Milwaukee, yes. Yes, ESPN Wisconsin. Andy and Grafton, you are up on the Carbless Talking text line. We were talking 2020 draft class. And I like this text from Drew that I'll get to.
I mean, you totally can hold organizational failures against Joe Burrow because he was more than vocal about getting Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins paid. So when your second highest paid player and third highest paid player is a receiver and then Joe Burrow gets hurt, you lose then the production of your next two highest paid players when Joe Burrow's out of the game. So they're even in a situation where they're not going to pay an all-pro pass rusher because they don't have the money for him.
No, your point is correct, Andy, and part of that is brought upon Burrow, who did want to get them paid. But ultimately, Jordan Love, that consistency. J-Love been throwing up numbers equal or better than Rodgers at this point in his career. The kid's been making Rodgers-level throws. What more does he have to do to get the respect that he deserves? That is Drew on the Carbless Talking text line.
Mm. Respect that,
that's
man.
That's good.
Coming respect up next, man. You have Jim, Matt, Molly, and Madison, the Dam Sports Show in Beaver Dam. We continue on Kyle, Bruston, Nortman, 94.5 ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app, easy to download. You can listen anytime, anywhere. One click of the button, you got us. And, of course, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. We're back in 2 short minutes with some Matt LaFleur getting you ready for Denver next. KBN's the show that never ends.